Good evening, this is Rabbi Mayevsky. Tonight's shiur is a very interesting thing in terms of God's usage of language, as we always focus on. We have various psukim over here in reference to Sodom, that last week we were introduced to the pasuk when it says, V'anshei Sodom ro'im v'chatoim la'shem yod. In this week, we go about to Avraham is told by God, Hamachase ani me Avraham asher ani oseh. I'd like to explain to them exactly what's going on, as long as I'm leaving behind some people. Of course, the first time God created this kind of a mayhem in the Mabul, God didn't say Erdonovi Ereb because there was no one else going to be left alive except for Noach. He told Noach to build a teva, and he says, I see Vayar Hashem ki ro'aso adom ba'aretz, vayetze machshavos libo, and he decided ki nichamti ki asisim, he decided he's going to destroy the world. Along comes the Tower of Bavel, Migdal Bavel, and he says again, Erdonov Yereh, let's go see what's going on, and to show that he has to explain himself to those who are still around, the people who he's leaving behind, not just to the angels. And here we see the same thing again. He wants to explain to Avraham, but of course he wants the angels to explain his plan of action over here, and therefore, of course, he's sending them on a mission to go see the difference between Avraham and the people of Sodom. As we've mentioned in the past, seems very strange on one level that he, all three malachim had to come to Avraham to be mavaka chola, and of course, two would have been enough, because the war, one would have been enough, and the two that went to destroy Sodom could have taken, as we said last year, a direct flight, as many others have mentioned as well. But nevertheless, God wants the Malachim to experience this huge difference between them. And so, of course, God says, Erdonovi Ereh. And I want to go down and see Hakitzah Koso Haboy Laiosu Kolok. When I'm going to destroy Sodom, I want to see if they truly deserve to be liquidated, terminated, put an end to. Because the reality is, let me discuss it with Avraham and see what he has to say. And of course, we know the whole story. Avraham says, you know, Af tispeh tzadikim rasha, could it be possible that you would guard lo yaseh mishpat? You know, how could you kill a tzadik with a rasha? But what are we dealing with in terms of what is called a tzaddik and what is called a rasha? We know when God created the world, it says God created vayah a bereshis bor elokim, and we know that God created the world with midas hadin, and then when things descended a little bit, when he saw after the chet ha'adam harishon, that the world could not exist simply on din alone. And in the second Aliyah of Bereshis, Hashem's name is added to the Yudkei Vavkei, is added to the text, and therefore we know that there has to be some sort of mixture of Midas Hadin and Midas Arachman. Unfortunately, a world without Din is also doesn't work. So all Rachamim, all Yudkei Vavkei, the world can't exist either. And we see that. I mean, if we always had sympathy for all the violent people in the world and try to sit down and talk to them, it wouldn't work, obviously. There are times when Din has to take precedence and to put certain situations right. And that is what we're faced with today as well. The parasha goes on to say when God destroys Sodom, it makes a very interesting usage of words, and it seems very simple on the surface. There's one other time in Nevi'im when God uses that term, that the Navi uses that term by Yonah, when it says, the world was turned over on that, the world was turned, the city would, that in 40 days Nineveh would be turned over. What does it mean, turned over? What does it mean that they would be completely turned over? It doesn't mean just the whole city would be literally turned over. Obviously, we're talking about destruction. It seems a simple thing. But the reality is, what was the sin of Sodom? They were saying that they were a just people. They had rules and regulations, and when you break the law, then justice must be served. So when we have a law that says we are not an hospitable place to stay, and when somebody comes along into the town or whatever it is that they have their law set up, and they have a right to do what they want to do based on the justice system, and that is what it is. But usually that is not the reason that God allows that to happen. What we have to determine, what do we call justice? And many times what we call rachamim is din, and what we call din is rachamim by our standards. God has to straighten things up. And when he says, vayahapoch es harim u'el, when he says he turned over the city, it doesn't just say, vayahapoch es harim u'el, v'yeis kol hakikar, v'yeis kol harim u'ela. When it says, vayahapoch es kol harim u'el, we would say, okay, that says it all. Why do I have to say, v'yeis kol hakikar? V'yeis kol Yoshevei Hoyer. What was the point of saying all these things? Because what God wants everybody to understand is I want them to put things right. In other words, not to look at what we call, what the world a lot of times looks at as justice. That is not justice in the eyes of God. What is din, according to what God says din is. And what rachamim is what God says rachamim is. We see in our world today, unfortunately, what's been going on in Israel. The world tells Israel, they give everybody, you know, takes the side. I shouldn't say everybody, but too much of the world we see with the riots in various places that the Jews are feeling unsafe, that they feel this is the Palestinians have no justice. Is that true, that they have no justice? Would I, if I was involved in a bank robbery and I was driving the getaway car, or if I was harboring a fugitive after the crime, would I not be put in jail? Am I not just as guilty? Of course I am. And that's the problem. And with the people who are asked to leave, even if they're being held hostage, have they, in the press, and has Al Jazeera ever said that we have done the wrong thing? Have they ever come clean in terms of justice? They don't understand the meaning of justice. When we say an eye for an eye, and it, we know that there's money that can be placated, but the sanctity of life can never be placated with finances. Life can only be resolved with the giving of a life. We all know that. It's nefesh tachas nefesh. And that all the people that are involved in a crime have to pay the ultimate price. And the people that commit these crimes have to be brought to justice. Their form of justice is absolutely not. And all the people who think that obviously are sadly mistaken. And that is what God is telling us here in this parasha. Vayahafoch es harim u'el, v'yeis kol hakikar, v'yeis kol yoshvei haaretz. I want to change over the mental state, the mental capacity of these people who think that they're doing the right thing, that they protest and think they're on the side of justice. I need to turn their mental state around to understand what it means, justice. Justice tempered with mercy can be beneficial, but justice tempered with mercy only is a recipe for disaster, because the world cannot exist purely on rachamim. But the ultimate part is over here is what caused God in the end to help us? What caused God in the end to come to destroy Sodom? Because Hakitzakosa, the people of Sodom cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They cried out to the God above for the injustices that were being done. If we don't cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if you don't care, then God says, then I don't care. So we have to show God, obviously, with all our might that we do care. So whatever we are able to do, whatever we can do, whatever we are expected to do, to be lifnei meshuras hadin, this is where we have to go. We have to protest, to raise our voices heavenward, to hear that hakitzak osa, when we have in Shemos, when it says, when Paro died and it says, Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem, Vayeda Elokim, again it says over there, when did God finally decide enough was enough? When they cried to Hashem, they asked for help. And that is what we have to do. We have to concern ourselves with demonstrations. We have to, of course, daven and say tillim for all the things that are going on. But we have to make our voices heard. When we cry out, that is when Hashem listens, because he knows that we understand that he is our only Savior. May this come to a quick resolution or as fast as it can, but we ask God to mete out the proper amount of din and the proper amount of rachamim. I wish everybody a good week, and may we end this mayhem that's going on in the world. Thank you. Have a good evening.